CC number?
Curtis Watkins, 276091.
Thank you, sir. You've been for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding one allegation on your warrant, and based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on January 7th. Will you remember signing that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
In the statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room, so I mean for you, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and I'm going to introduce them to you. From your right, which would be my left, is the Honorable Mr. Willie Corrines. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us this afternoon Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, who you can see now, he is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day. Mr. Watkins and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, will help you God or do you swear from? Mr. Watkins?
I do.
Mr. Turner, sir?
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, Mr. Walton, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? Any research you have violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residency at Reborn Assistance located at 2546 West Elmwood Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. On October 4, 2018, as verbally directed on October 4, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown. This was an instruction from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Watkins, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Corrines. Okay, now, Mr. Watkins, we're going into phase two here, which is very important, because at the end of this phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. We're going to ask you to remain quiet now. We're going to get some background information on you from the Department of Correction. Then we're going to come back, talk to us, and you can tell us whatever you need to tell us. So at this time, we're going to request the Honorable Mr. Turner to give us some background information on Mr. Watkins. Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, sir. Watkins was released from ABC custody on 10-4-2018 and arrested on 12-7-2018 by Phoenix PD. At the time of the offender's arrest, he had drug paraphernalia in his possession that was to be tested. He was returned back to ABC custody on 12-7-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4-6-2019 with 64 abscondes. Current conviction, 2018 drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2010 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2012, commitment B, count one, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2012, commitment C, count one, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2015, TIS release, absconded for 77 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. This area is significant and lengthy with drugs, intoxicants, promoting contraband, violence, and false reporting noted. After his return to custody, he received disciplinary for assault on another inmate, which is still pending. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, charges were either not processed or dismissed. He has a GD score of G3, B3. Status of the drug paraphernalia, I do not have. I don't know if it was tested, found if it ready to be charged or not.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Watkins, we're back to you, and I'm just going to look at some of the information found in your case supervision summary. Take note that when you were released, you were to reside at Reborn Assistance In Phoenix, how long did you remain at Reborn, sir?
I was not able to locate the residence.
You couldn't find them at all while you were out? You just couldn't find them? Since you couldn't find them, did you contact your parole officer, sir?
No, I did not.
Well, you did not. Okay, so where were you during those, I think it was 96 days, so what were you doing that period of time when you were not at 64 days? What were you doing those 64 days when you were not at Reborn? Where were you? What were you doing, sir?
I went to spend some time with my girlfriend.
Okay, your girlfriend lives in Phoenix?
Yes, sir.
And so you stayed at her residence for the most part, sir?
Yes, sir.
Did you find a job? Did you find any employment while you were out, sir?
I did. It was the table. It was a warehouse assembly.
Okay. What were you assembling at the warehouse there?
Putting shelves together. It's like Home Depot warehouses.
Okay, well, that's a job. You can get paid under the table. We don't hold that against you. We're glad you found something to do while you were out, that you come just out just having a good time, sir. Now, I do take note, sir, that you did the test, your UA, and you had that PIN number, but also you were absconded by you absconded that where you didn't have, you had one UA, and you missed that one UA, and that was on October the 30th, so you didn't have any UAs, sir. But I'll go back to your information provided to the board by the Honorable Mr. Turner. I do take note that you been dabbling around using drugs. You had drug paraphernalia, and then you had to use some drugs themselves. What kind of drugs were you using, sir?
At the time, I'm not using any.
I mean, while you were out, what kind of, in the past, what kind of drugs were you using, sir?
Narcotic drugs.
Which ones?
Heroin.
Okay, you're using some powerful drugs. So you say you're not on any now. So when the last time you recall using drugs, sir?
Before I was incarcerated on this case.
Okay. Well, we're glad you haven't used any recently. Let me just ask one other question, sir. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was literally walking down the street. They said I fit a description for an incident that had occurred around the corner, and I cooperated with them, and the word popped up.
Okay, so you gave me a name, a number, and there you were. Okay, sir. Let me see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time. I don't see any questions from other board members at this time. So at this time, I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion, inasmuch as this is your hearing. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
No, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We do everything in the open. We're operating in Arizona under the open meeting law, so please stay on the phone. You can hear everything that we're saying, sir. I find that Mr. Watkins is going to be a very interesting, quiet young man who, in my opinion, has a future before him. I believe, if I'm correct, he's probably about 29 years of age now. He has a great future before him if he just, I believe, in my opinion, if he just stopped using drugs. However, we do take note that he indicates that he could not find Reborn when he was out. Therefore, he was residing with his girlfriend, and for those 64 days, his parole officer had no idea whatsoever what he was doing. And when one is on the supervision, the parole officer must know at all times what's going on. With that being said, and with the information contained in warrant number 2018-W3250, I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Watkins' supervision based on the same.
Second.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Motion by myself, C.G. Wright, seconded by Honorable Mr. Neal, with everybody, Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Kawanis. So with community supervision has been revoked. However, as you probably know better than I do, you're scheduled to be released on April the 6th of this year. At that time, you won't have to report to a parole officer unless this other situation has not been resolved. We don't know what's going to happen then. But if that does not come up, then you'll be out on your own. And may I suggest that you put together a plan. So when you get out, you'll stay off of drugs, and you'll be clean, and we will never have the opportunity of seeing you in orange again. Okay, sir?
All right.
This is your hearing, sir. Please hold the phone down, sir.